Genesis chapter 6, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2 with me. But it says here, Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Please help us tonight. Let this be a help. Lord, in a confused world, in a world full of deception, please, Lord, we look to your word. You're the only one with all the answers. And Lord, so we can keep our eyes focused on you till you come. Please, use this in a special way. And Father, may you get all the glory. Please give us insight. Please give us, Lord, the stability in your word. And we love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. There's a important verse here. The whole thing is, but notice verse in chapter 6. It says here, verse 11, we didn't read it, but watch this. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Then it says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was, here's that word again, corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. The whole earth was corrupt. And so as we look tonight, there's been so much in the news on UFOs. And what started this was, I think a couple weeks ago, they said the Pentagon has found something that they're labeling as real and they can't explain, and that has to mean UFOs. And then last week, Tucker Carlson, and he's not the measure for what's right, okay? But when he covered UFO sightings, I've had this Bible study ready for about 4 years. I've just never heard anybody teach on it. So I hesitate. And I think this is important. Okay, but I like it. My wife, she's got a fundamental heritage. She'll say, "Hon, I've never heard anybody teach on that in church." And she's been in church a long time. So when she says that, I'm like, "Well, amen." But she also helps me and says, "I really like that." Just like she'll say tonight when I'm done, "I really like that." Right? If the ramping up of UFO teaching and aliens had, I'm seeing it like I've never seen it before. I've always watched. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, you know, when ET came out, he says pieces. I mean, everybody was doing that junk. Okay, then Close Encounters, then Star Wars, and now it's. I mean, then Star Trek, and then now it's. You'll see, it's a lot bigger. It's just getting bigger and more, and I think we need Bible answers. The world's going to go nuts. They're going to get wrapped up, but you need some Bible behind what you believe and what you stand on. Here's my purpose. I hope when we're done tonight, you can ignore happily what's going on. You understand? Because that's really what needs to happen. All right? But here we go. 2 Thessalonians, turn there in your Bible. We started with Genesis 6 because you'll see me refer to it. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians in the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll refer to a couple of verses here, but watch this. You've heard me teach on it a little bit. And it says here, 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Notice wicked is capitalized, the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And then verse 11 needs to be marked in your Bible. For this cause God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. In the tribulation period, Satan is going to give the false prophet the power to call down fire out of heaven. And then people will say, oh, nobody could do miracles like that. Well, as we get closer to Jesus coming, it says signs and signs with all power in verse 9 and signs and lying wonders. I have no doubt that what some people are reporting as seeing is real. It's just, is it what it appears to be? Like when somebody tells me, oh, I had a near-death experience, I think you had an experience. But my Bible tells me God doesn't work that way. So I know what you had was real. I'm just not sure it's all that you think it was. You understand? So as the devil is a deceiver, and we see that, and then God gives people over to strong delusions that they should believe a lie. So as we get closer to Jesus, there are strong delusions that people will believe. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, as we get closer to Jesus, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So listening to the spirit world and things that are out of hell that are wrong. Question comes up, what about UFOs? Now, before we get into this, if this world is all you have, then I understand, you know, then I feel sorry for you. But a Christian is the only one who can answer all four of these questions. Who am I? I'm the creation of God. Where did I come from? You may not know your genealogy, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a hell-deserving sinner that God saved. I know why I'm here. I'm here for God to use to lead people to Christ, just like you are. Your life's purpose should not be in question. I just don't know why I'm here and I need to find my purpose. Well, read your Bible. Amen? Okay, they talk that way. You shouldn't. Amen? I know why I'm here. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know where I'm going. And I know what I'm supposed to be doing until I get there. Amen? I know I'm going to heaven. When they talk as the world, they talk as if this world is all they have. Before we get into this, here we go. Did life evolve by time and chance? So you've got an evolution worldview. Doesn't the word evolve scare you? Because nothing evolves. There is no science of any, there is no fossil record of any evolution. Okay, well, the moth has changed colors. That's not evolution. It didn't grow into a lizard. Anytime you're going to hear evolve, reincarnation, you're going to hear, that should alarm you automatically that what I'm hearing is not of the Bible, right? So it's out there. How do we know that we're the alone in the universe? Okay, it's amazing how they talk about it. Take your Bible and go to 2 Peter chapter 3. I'll show you something. And 2 Peter chapter 3, right after Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. I don't know how people can talk about saving the earth. It's just so goofy to me. We need to save the earth. And what did they say? What was said out of Washington last week? We need to limit our beef intake. Did they say a pound a month or a pound a year? Boy, you talk about boosting beef sales. That just sent beef sales out the roof. I was like, what'd they have to say something stupid like that? Well, we've got to stop the methane production because we got to save the earth. Really? I'm not trying to save the earth. You know what's going to happen to the earth? You as a Christian should know. 2 Peter chapter 3, look at verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens, not heaven, heavens, plural. There's three in your Bible. There's the atmosphere, there. Okay, that's right above us. Then there's our galaxy, and then there's our solar system, and then there's the whole It's all three. All the heavens are going to what? Shall pass away with a great noise. Everything is going to explode. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are that. You talk about global warming? You ought to put that in your Bible right there. Amen? They said, oh, the carbon footprint. Wait till you see God's carbon footprint. It's going to be awesome. Amen? Okay, think with me just for a second. God spoke the universe into existence, and God's going to speak it out of existence. They still don't know how big the universe is. You understand? And the created is a testimony of the Creator. Amen? They have theories. Everything you talk, wormholes, you know, everything they talk about in space, if it gets, you know, in 2016, they launched the New Harvest satellite, January 2016. It just reached Pluto 4 billion miles from here this year. What was that, 5 years ago? And they want to talk about, you want to go to Mars? No. Why would you want to leave Earth? Well, there might be. You're a goofball. You know how cold it is on Pluto? It's 400 degrees below zero. Yay! Isn't that depressing? We're just going to send you out there to take some pictures for us. So, they still haven't gone outside our solar system. Anytime you talk about the galaxy and the Milky Way, they're speculating. You understand? That's how big God is, let alone the universe. Okay? So, the universe is going to explode. We'll be in our supernatural bodies. And then God's going to speak it out, and God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, just like He made it disappear, and then without the curse. That's what we're looking forward to. Got to save the earth. Bunch of goofy. Is there life in the universe? Could there be another? One more verse. Are you ready? Go to Genesis chapter 3. I just think it ought to be some things that you... There ought to be just some things you know. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. Okay. Verse 20 ought to be, I think, marked in your Bible so you can look at it and find it again. But watch this. Genesis 3:20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Do you think there's life on another planet? No. You say, how come? Because Eve was the mother of all living, that's why. Well, no, there might be. This is what God wants us to know. It's not mostly God's word. This is everything I need. No, I don't believe there's life on another planet. Okay? But let's dive into it a little bit more. So is there life somewhere else out in the universe? No, but did life evolve out there? Which is a... Don't you understand that's the basics of alien thinking? They're of what? A higher... If evolution and mentality than us, and therefore their technology, and we're lower evolved. Just that thinking is against the Bible. You understand? Just from the get-go. But did life evolve out there, and then we're a little behind? Okay, before it did down here, what's the truth? Science says to find the problem, gather your information, and then form your hypothesis. And you'll see this a little bit through this. So form your theory. Sometimes people form their hypothesis before they gather all the evidence. Here's what people take as evidence. Star Wars and Star Trek. I know Christians that are so wrapped up in it. If you teach something like this, you're a bad guy. There are some people I can't talk about this with. Because they're so wrapped up in the movies. I mean, like, they're so into Star Wars. And, like, it's like they hope it happened. And it's like they want it to happen so bad that it already has. You understand? But if you show them Bible and you say, no, I don't think a Christian's supposed to think that way. They're like, oh, prude. And then it just goes from there. That's what scares me about this topic. People are so attached to it in their head that the truth doesn't matter. And I think some of them are saved, okay? But I think they take this too far. Gather the right information. Okay? God does say, he that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and a shame unto him. That means you do your conclusions from bad information. So be careful. Gather the right information. Hear all the evidence first before you make a decision. So what's the truth? There's TV shows, movies, magazines, books. Everything's pushing the aliens and alien invasion and UFOs. I mean, I remember, what was the one show? Close Encounters of the Third Time. Third Kind. I was just a kid. I remember when all that stuff came out. It was like everybody's, oh. I remember when people were amazed at Star Trek, 1966 version. That was cheesy, like mega cheesy, but they're like, oh, this is a classic. All right, gather your information. Do you know what they can do with photographs nowadays? There have been so many photographs that have been manipulated for UFOs. Hey, have you ever asked yourself the question, how come the only pictures of Bigfoot were blurry? Nothing was ever in focus. Well, no, he was right over there and I grabbed my... Maybe it's not as you think it is. I mean, green screens where you can put a flying saucer on a picture. There's so much you can do with photos nowadays. It's like, we got pictures. I don't trust all that. Okay. Could hoaxes be a possible answer? Does the government have secret military craft? Yes, they do. Ask any military person. They'll tell you. How long have flying saucers been around? I mean, the ability for a saucer to go since World War II. As a matter of fact, it goes back a little bit before that. So are there, could it? Yes, it does exist. They just don't report it to us, the common folk. Okay, but does the government have secret military craft? Yes, they do. That's a fact. Consider Area 51, the spooky alien place, you know. It's down in New Mexico, and there's all types of signs that says no photography, no trespassing, and then, I mean, signs everywhere, you know. It's unlawful to enter this installation without the written permission of the installation commander, and all of this, and they've got high-tech surveillance equipment around it, and this was taken back in 1993, okay, I'm sure it's more now. They got high security in around this. There's an area photograph of Area 51. And this is a place where alien inspection and spacecraft is supposed to be studied and all of that. A satellite image of the buildings. Experimental aircraft have been sighted here. And that's not a photoshopped image. That is a real image. There's another one. Is this actually something we've done here in America through the military? And so, possible answer to answer, do UFOs exist? It could be a hoax. There could also be some special military craft behind it. And could these pictures have a natural explanation? That would obviously be gases, right? That would be, you know, they're saying, well, any orb in the sky, you know, could be a flying saucer or a UFO, you know. So explainable phenomenons. Many photographs and videos have been made. This is from the Apollo spacecraft, and they said, we saw an object up there and we took a picture of it. Okay, great. This is 1997, a UFO seen over Mexico City, and that's the famous picture there, and they say that's not altered. And I believe some of it's real. I don't believe every photo is manipulated, but this is from 25 years ago. This is a UFO photographed in Switzerland in 1975. There's thousands of them. Okay, here's a saucer, the Hawkins saucer. All right, and that's a picture. So can they be real? Sure, but are they UFOs? Are they from outer space? They may be something they've never seen before, but are they what they're claiming them to be? You understand? There's Neenah, Wisconsin, UFO sighting, and just a few more. I think these pictures are goofy. What's it doing next to the tree? Like part of it's in the tree. Look at this one. Hey, Leroy, it's a tree. Okay. Okay, why are you taking off from the tree? Are you flying into the tree? Did you just brush the tree? You know what I mean? Leroy, are you learning to fly? At any rate, so here's some photos, okay, that are famous for UFO sightings. Okay, here's one, probably from the Bell Project. You can tell from the photo, it's an old photograph, probably from the 1950s, but that's a real, what you would call, floating saucer that's able to do anti-gravitational things. Many of our astronauts have claimed to see them, okay? All of them, from Neil Armstrong to, they say, we've seen objects up in the air in space. Today, 57% of Americans say they believe in UFOs. That means 43% of Americans say they don't believe in UFOs. I personally think they don't care. Okay, but there's 57% that say they believe in UFOs. Okay, 15% of Americans believe they have seen a UFO, but they do drugs. Do you understand? Now that's 25 million people in America out of 320. These are the picture. This is a picture of all the UFO sightings. Okay, see, the closer you get to Wacko Land, okay, the more sightings you get. Okay, so. But this is, I mean, there's thousands of them, okay, recorded sightings. The significant event happened in 1947, it was called the Roswell Incident, July 4th. George Wilcox contacted the Roswell Army Airfield regarding wreckage discovered on Mac Brazil's ranch. Army sealed off the area, confiscated everything. Then July 8th, Colonel William Blanchard, commander of the 509th Bomb Group, issued an official press release stating that the wreckage of a crashed disc had been recovered. Then that his declaration had been published in 30 newspapers that afternoon. Okay? Within hours, a second release resigning the first one was issued from the office of Brigadier General Roger Ramey, commander of 8th Air Force at Fort Worth Army Field, Army Airfield in Texas, which is 400 miles away. He looks happy, doesn't he? And Colonel Blanchard and the officers, the 509th Bomb Group at Roswell, they made an unbelievably foolish mistake. Somehow they incorrectly identified a weather balloon and its radar reflector as the wreckage of a crashed disc. So they changed it. It's just like when the shooting in Sandy Hook happened. At first there was three shooters, because my wife and I remember that morning very well. And then all of a sudden at 9 o'clock it changed and there was only one shooter. Everything's manipulated. It's like, oh, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. And that happens at every shooting. It's all, you understand? So it's like, oh, don't tell them that, tell them this. Same thing. Some reports said that there were four bodies on the craft in 1947. Three were dead, but one was quote-unquote still alive, you know. And the continuing mystery. Several questions remain about this. If it was just a weather balloon, why was all the evidence confiscated? Right? And why was it still classified 74 years later? Two presidents and four congressmen have tried to crack the security codes surrounding the Roswell incident, and all of them have failed. Today, they say it's been declassified. But the mystery now is the things that are missing from the declassified information that we're allowed to see. Okay? So, there's it's what being said. Honest. In other words, are they covering it up? Because they don't want that technology revealed. Okay? We'll go somewhere with this. Ed Mitchell on the Apollo 14, he said NASA is covering up what really happened at Roswell, New Mexico. Okay? So those that get closer to it know shenanigans are happening. We do know something that happened exactly 9 months after the Roswell incident, and that's Al Gore was born. Okay. Next. Okay, that was just seeing if you're with me, all right? In 1952, Washington, D.C. jets were alerted for saucers seen near the White House in the Washington Times Herald. And here's the picture, July 26, 1952. They harassed Washington National Air Force Base, tracked by multiple radars, and they had to shut down air traffic for several hours. And once again, this was back in 1952. On the pyramids in Saqqara, you got pictures of just like what you would find typically, and then down here, a blown-up image of, quote-unquote, some non-human picture there, okay? And there's the step step pyramids. Somebody said, what about crop circles? I think crop circles are so funny, and I'll show you why. But, oh, they've happened everywhere. There's thousands of them, all right? Been in the last 45 years, there's more than 10,000 of these mysterious images appeared all over the planet. Okay? 10,000 of them. All right? In just in America, you see the yellow dots? Okay? That's crop circles. Okay? I'll tell you something here in just a second. Do you see how symmetrical everything is? Perfect circles? Do you know this technology is used down the street here at the orchard when they do the corn maze? They can do all this. A satellite directs the piece of equipment. That's how everything's so perfect. Okay? But this is from aliens. Here's some pictures of them, okay? Once again, everything's symmetrical. Oh, dude. And you know, we had aliens. And here we go. Many have appeared near Stonehenge. There's the Stonehenge in England. And right here, isn't that goofy? Okay. A 915-foot spiral of 151 circles appeared near Stonehenge within a 45-minute period. This was in 1996. Really? Okay. Bishop Canning's, Wiltshire, August 22nd, 1999. The next one kills me. That's a cartoon. Okay, August 27th, 2000, okay? All these cut out in fields, you know. There's another one, symmetrical again, okay? More, I won't, okay? 2001, Hampshire, okay? Here's one, this will kill you. I mean, you'll get a kick out of this. That won't kill you. Okay, 2002, see the alien with the circle? This was a old graphic from a Watchtower website. Boink. Okay. But that comes from aliens. You know, you can put the image in this, upload it to the satellite, and it directs the spreader of the chemicals and the mowers. It's goofy. But, oh, we had aliens. All right. Here's what you need to know about crop circles. They're often seen, UFOs are often seen in the area along with the, you know, the crop circles. Sometimes the circle is soaked in a red liquid, cadmium. Sometimes the vegetation is dissolved. People who enter the circle are often known to come down with flu-like symptoms, and sometimes they find an oily, black, sweet-smelling substance. And then they sometimes find material composed of elemental silicon, and sometimes people see 7-foot-tall, round-faced beings in metallic coveralls as they take their second dose of meth. Okay, so circle-affected crops have shown biological changes take place at a cellular level, suggesting the involvement of microwave energy. In other words, it's that satellite stuff, you know. So crop circles can alter the local electromagnetic field so that compasses cannot locate north, cameras, cellular phones, and batteries fail to operate, and aircraft equipment fails while flying over the formations. Okay. Some crop circles form in broad daylight in front of several witnesses. They even have crop circle cereal. Okay. You know, from that thing there. I think that's so goofy. You say, well, what about cattle mutations? If you'll notice, okay, I don't think so. No, I don't think that's real. But there's some people, oh, they're taking our cows. And not with Photoshop, okay? Here's the animals, the cattle, and it says parts have been surgically removed with no blood. So I don't know why it's on each space in each cow, you know, in the same place, but they're saying, see, this is proof of aliens and stuff like this. I like this. One guy said beef. That's why space aliens steal our cows. Amen. They're hungry too. So I like that a lot better. Here's an answer behind the UFOs. It's possibly a hoax, secret military craft, illusions of explainable phenomenon. Is it actual alien spacecraft? Okay. Could there be intelligent life on other planets? That's what everybody, you know, could there be intelligent life on other planets? Did life evolve on other planets? There's that word evolve again. Out of just red flag. What I'm getting ready to hear, I don't trust. You understand? Did they have ape-like ancestors? You know, did they evolve like supposedly we did? Well, no, they didn't, and there isn't. But because God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Heaven singular. Okay? No, I don't think there's other solar systems with a sun just like ours and stuff. No, there's one. Eve's the mother of all living, and that's where I hold to that. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven. Let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. In 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. So on the first day, God made the earth. The other planets were made in the universe on day four. Okay? That's the record God gives us, and that's what God wants us to believe. Amen? Because that's what's believable, and that's what happened. All right? God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it, not in vain. I love this. He formed it to be inhabited. He formed what? He formed the earth to be inhabited. Well, could there be life on Mars? No, there's not. If our earth was just a fraction closer to the sun, we would cook to death. If it was just a fraction, it's perfectly placed. It's there by divine design, not accident. And no, there is no other place like Earth in the universe. God made the Earth to be inhabited. Many today do not believe UFOs come from another planet, but from another dimension. Do you understand when you start talking about dimensions and it's demons? There is an underworld. Satan's alive and well. There is a spirit world. When people start talking about, well, it's a different, you're talking about devils and demons. Why would you do, as a Christian, you can't, if you've never seen the video Underworld, Hollow Earth, excuse me, it shows the spirit world is very real. Great reason to read your Bible and pray, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Okay, good reason to stay close with the Lord. The devil's deception is strong, and it's out there, and there's a lot of it. Yeah, they claim they come from another planet. They're not from another planet, but from another dimension. That itself tells you they're devils or demons, okay? UFOs may not come from ordinary space, but from a multiverse which is all around us. And this is from the book Messengers of Deception, okay? Once again, watch this. Military radar has never recorded a UFO entering our atmosphere. Well, that's because they're higher technology, or maybe because it's never happened. Okay? I don't mean to be so cynical. It's just, I've gotten so much opposition on this. I know there's nobody in our church that's like that. But this type of teaching is so strong out there. It's just, people are programmed. You know what I mean? And I think as Christians, we ought to be different. But there's no recording of any UFO ever entering our atmosphere. UFO beings are not who they claim to be. So, scriptural evidence and logic would seem to indicate that alien spacecraft don't exist. All right? Is there another answer? Okay, 3% of Americans claims that they have had an abduction experience. Okay? That's 5 million people that have been abducted by... In just a little bit, I'm going to show you a video where men have testified the government has staged abductions to make people think they've been abducted, because they want that thinking out there. So did they have a real experience? Yes, but so what they say it was, no, it wasn't. But here we go. UFO encounters, watch this, are highly characteristic of demonic encounters. And this is from the book Spiritual Counterfeits. Okay? Interesting. There's an impressive parallel between UFO occupants and the popular conception of demons. This is from, once again, the book Messengers of Deception. The occult and the New Age UFO connection. I know many of you don't know what the New Age is. When I got saved in the 80s, the New Age movement is materialism and Hinduism brought together, and it was real popular in the 80s and part of the 90s. You don't hear about it a whole lot because it's evolved into something else that's worse. But the New Age movement and UFOs are closely related. And here's some books. You know, the Aquarian Conspiracy is obviously New Age, but it's all tied in with Satanism, and it's it just doesn't use that term. A large part of the available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and the metaphysical. Okay, mysticism is what? An experience that is relied upon other than the Bible. That's mysticism, right? What is metaphysical? Metaphysical is where any laws that we abide by, like my hand cannot pass through this wood. But if it could, that would be a metaphysical. It would be breaking the physical laws that we abide by. That's why I'm amazed at how many people are wrapped up in the magic shows that are really demonically empowered. People that can float. There's videos on the internet of that. People walk by here, watch me float, and then the guy goes up. That's metaphysical. He's using demonic power to do so. He's given himself to Satan, and the demons are helping him. There was one other magic trick. A guy took a rope, had it behind him, and when he popped it, it popped right through him. Just like that. That's metaphysical. That is demonology. I'm amazed how many people go, oh, he's a good magician. Magician. I'm like, no, he's demon possessed. They had a guy in 1947 that would go around America and he would take off his shirt, and the video showed them walking with swords and putting them all the way. He put like four swords all the way through his body. There's only one way you can do that. Give yourself to Satan, and then he gives you the ability to perform metaphysical acts. And I think 2 years later, he died, because when the devil's done using you, those magicians die immediately. It's sick. I thought that was common knowledge. But people are, oh, that's... People are amazed at too much junk. It's too much. Most of it, if not all, UFO abductees watch. You abducted persons have had some past experience with the occult. And you'll see this later. They're not good Christians. They're not people who go to church and love the Lord. Amen. They're weirdos. Okay? They're spooky. Famous abduction cases. Let's look at one. Here's Betty and Barney. Okay? You don't find too many people named Barney anymore. Okay? But I think it's kind of a neat name, but okay. Took place 1961 while they were driving back to Portsmouth, New Hampshire from vacation in Montreal, Canada. They reported that small beings with large heads and eyes, how come it's always the same? Okay. Abducted them from their car and a landed UFO and then subjected them to numerous medical tests and procedures, after which they were allowed to exit the object and watched it depart. Much of what have happened to them, however, they didn't recall until much later, when after having many bad nightmares, they were placed under hypnosis. It's possible that it's where the abduction actually took place was in their mind. Have you ever watched people when they talk about this? It's like they long for it, and it's just like I told you, they want it so badly that it becomes an experience that, no, it happened. And then the alarm clock went off. Satan has fooled many people with this method. Okay? What about near-death experiences? Watch this closely. An article from the Florida Today tells of a non-religious man who was in the process of being abducted by aliens but called out to Jesus and then the abduction stopped. Okay? Question. You mean he called on Jesus and then, poof, everything quit. If they were extraterrestrial beings, why would they respond to Jesus' name? Maybe they weren't. They were devils. There's over 400 such accounts documented in America. People who are, quote-unquote, being abducted. Jesus, please help me! And poof, then it quits. Okay? So we know it's not alien spacecraft. It leans more towards satanic deception. Okay? As far as possible answer, remember, you got to test your hypothesis. Once you gather the right information, you test your hypothesis, and then you analyze the data. Okay? So if this is satanic, he probably would follow the same pattern he's used in the past. So we could look at the Bible. How does the devil work and see him working in this? Watch closely. I just put some subtleties of Satan up here, a false messenger of light. He's a false message. He gives a false message of salvation, a false view of God's word, a false view of death and judgment, a false promise of spiritual enlightenment. The devil gives a false promise of divinity and a false self-determining value system. Okay, so the devil offers all of these lies. The theology of UFOs, there's a website, it's called The Way. There's many of them out there claiming to have, you know, insight from aliens. I think it's demons talking, but they're aliens claiming through their contacts that they are the God of the Bible. They say they are the Elohim, okay? And false messenger of light, okay? Aliens claim to be the ancient progenitor. This is all on this website, okay? So we're just going to go boink, 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 boink. All the websites are like this that have, quote, alien insight and all this garbage. But they claim to be the ancient progenitors of the human race. In other words, God didn't create you. You come from aliens, okay? They claim that human beings were planted here by aliens as part of an experiment or as a colonization venture thousands of years ago. This, Earth, was the Garden of Eden, and the spacemen have come here to check up on us. Okay? Isn't that nice of them? All right? Aliens claim that they taught prehistoric man how to make fire. All right? That's so goofy. Aliens say man himself can evolve from planet to planet by reincarnation. Okay, two words. Remember? Evolve, reincarnate? Everything in space that deals with, I don't care if it's Star Wars, you know, the Force, that's used in Satanism, right? I remember when it came out for the first time. Star Trek, all of it is so godless. Like, it's dark godless type stuff. Here we go. Maybe someday you can be a part of the Elohim. Didn't Satan tell Eve, ye shall be as gods. You will be supernatural. It's always a promise. So Satan looks like, you know, how the devil worked in the Bible is how devil's working through this. Once again, the aliens say God and Jesus were just spacemen. Another Jesus, the deception of the devil. Other spacemen will be coming here to save humanity. You know, false message of salvation. The aliens say the major world religions were planted here to meet the needs of different stages of human development and evolution. Aliens claim that the Bible is merely a primitive attempt by man to document their past contacts with aliens. Yea, hath God said. You know, isn't this amazing? They'll believe a stinking website, but they won't read the Bible. You meet these people out soul winning. Oh, have you read this? No, have you read the Bible? Well, no. You'll believe anything because you won't believe the Bible. They're given to strong delusions. They gave up on God. That's what I'm seeing out here. Okay, let's go back to the PowerPoint. Ready? This is a stupid picture of the baptism of Jesus, supposedly, where they're talking like Jesus came from a spaceship. And they use this. He saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Mark 11, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Goofy junk, okay? But it's out there. The aliens say it was necessary to educate humans through various techniques that have been given to spiritual leaders of human history, shamans, prophets, mystery school, blah, 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 all the cults. Humans needed to develop a greater capacity for spiritual understanding before they could receive total enlightenment. And even now, few are worthy. Worthy. Okay? Jesus, along with Buddha and Muhammad, were messengers sent by the aliens to bring enlightenment to the world. Didn't Satan tell Eve? Your eyes will be opened and you'll be enlightened. See, all these terms, it's just the terminology and the way, it's just the way Satan has always worked in the Bible. It falls right in line. And what do they believe about hell? The aliens say there's no eternal punishment or hell. Have you noticed that's a common denominator of all cults? They don't believe in hell. How about this? Well, Satan said, ye shall not surely die. Satan wants to change the way we think about God, salvation, God's Word, Jesus Christ, ourselves, and eternity. What is reality? What is truth? What is good? What's evil? And he said, if you'll just sin and eat this and disobey God, you'll know good from evil. You'll finally find out the truth. Okay? So, UFOs are satanic deception. All right? There's three types of angelic beings. There's good angels, fallen angels, and demons. Let's cover this real quick, and I know I'm covering a lot of material. Fallen angels were cast out of heaven with Satan. The Bible says in Revelation, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of the angels of heaven and did cast them to the earth. That's Revelation 12, 1 through 4. Okay? So are fallen angels and demons the same thing? Angels can materialize in a physical body. The Bible teaches that. Okay? Could fallen angels do the same? I believe the answer is yes. All right? If fallen angel, you know, it is a neat study to study angels in your Bible. Okay, I got two books in my office by it. It keeps you in the Bible. You don't have to get outside of it. But angels are neat to study. We never pray to them. Amen. We're not supposed to. But I'm amazed at how many, you know, people use Hollywood to teach them about angels, but they don't read the Bible. So a fallen angel can do anything a good angel can. They can eat, drink, take people by the hand. Remember the angels that led Sodom, Lot out of Sodom? Right? So they had to take him by the hand and pull him. And they can be entertained unawares, Hebrews, right? Be careful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unawares, right? They entertained angels and didn't know it, okay? It kind of lends to this, watch closely. Demons or devils are said to be disembodied spirits that seek a body to dwell in. When Jesus said in Luke 11, 24, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house, or the body, whence I came out. So demons are looking for a body to possess. All right? Could demons materialize to be seen, but not touched? I believe demons are the best explanation for ghosts. Oh, I saw a ghost. No, you didn't. God says nobody comes back. You didn't say, it's grandpa. It wasn't grandpa. There's no such thing as ghosts. It's devils, okay? But that's how the world talks, all right? Who are Satan's helpers today? 2 Corinthians 11, no marvel Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Satan looks good, and Satan's ministers look like Bible preachers. They're transformed. Laser broke. Oh, well, who cares? All right. I hope the button works good. The button works. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. All right. In Revelation, it makes an interesting statement. God tells us, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. It doesn't say frogs, it says like frogs. Come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Sounds like the unholy trinity, right? That'll be here during the tribulation. So I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. How come they look reptilian? Okay, that's the question. These are evil spirits, and they look like, they have that reptilian appearance. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. That's the battle of Armageddon. Okay? So how does God use Satan to gather people that won't listen to the truth, to the lies? There's a message I preached, it's called, How Does God Use Satan? Where do all the false religions come from? If you won't believe the Bible, there's thousands of lies you can believe. It's amazing how many people will believe that instead of read the Bible. The best explanation for alien beings are fallen angels and demons. Okay? Alien beings are satanic deception. So we treat this like we do other demonic activity. We plead the blood of Christ and the name of Jesus. Okay? There's a definite lack of genuine faith in God among the abductees, people who have been abducted by aliens. There is no evidence of a faithful Christian having ever been abducted. Where else are you going to get a perspective like this? Right? You won't hear it on the news because they got to talk about it as if, you know, not with all the, as if it's real. Understanding Genesis 6 would help. All right, that's why we read it. So let me just go through it here. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. Then what was produced from verse 1 is said in verse 4, giants were in the earth. And after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, which some became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So the sons of God that married the daughters of men, in Genesis 6:2, some say, well, there's, you know, two answers. You know, could have been the sons of God were the godly line of Seth, right? So Abel's killed by Cain, Cain's cast out, and then Adam and Eve have Seth. So Seth could have the sons of God, and then the daughters of men were the ungodly line of Cain. Okay? Sons of God were fallen angels, and the daughters of men were human beings. This is the one I believe. I've taught on this before, so that's why I'm going so fast. Okay? The problem with believing that the sons of God come from Seth, it doesn't explain the giants. Okay? There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. The word giant comes from the word nephil or nephilim, from the root word naphal, which means to fall or to be cast down. Remember fallen angels? Okay. Children were produced. Giants, large in size, very high intellect, men of renown. Okay. Here's a skull that was found. This person, by the size of the skull, may have been 13 feet tall. Okay. There was a femur found in the 1950s, and if it was matched up proportionally, the giant stood 16 to 18 feet tall, based on what was found. There's a footprint in Kansas as far as the fossil, and in correspondence, this person would have been 30 feet tall that made the fossil footprint. 30 feet tall. Tallest skeleton that they've found so far is 36 feet high. 36 feet. Remember the picture I showed you? If somebody was 36 feet tall, you'd do this to their kneecap. You know, you're not even the height of their shin. Okay? So the foot was 42 inches long. Now there was a day when the sons of God, so what are the sons of God? Job chapter 1 verse 6, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The sons of God in Job 1:6 are angels. Then it says in Job 38, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, Job 38:7, they're angels. So in the Old Testament, whenever you see sons of God, it's angels. It's not people, you know what I mean? It says here, you know, there's other things, and I just wanted to give you a glimpse of this. There's names that, you know, we run over the verses when we read them, but Genesis 14:5 says this, in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims, and the Ashtaroth, Carnaim, and the Zuzims, and Ham, and the Emims, and Shavak-Kirjath-Irim. When you look up those words, the word Rephaim comes from the word Rapha, which is spirits. They smote the spirits. Then the word Emim, it means the proud deserters, the race of giants, and the Zuzim were the evil ones, the roaming things. Okay? Interesting, right? Because it's weird words, though. We just read right over it when we read our Bibles. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt there in an old time, and the Ammonites call them Zamzumimims. What a name, Zamzumimim. Zamzumim means the evil plotters. That's from Deuteronomy 2:20. Okay, so you got Zophim, which means watchers or angels who descended. Okay, and then you have Sepharim, which means the many. So why did the Sethites perish in the flood? When people say, no, Genesis 6 means, you know, the line of Seth was marrying the line of Cain. Okay, but the Bible says all flesh corrupted itself. We read that. The whole earth was corrupt. So if the line of Seth was the good guys, how come Noah was the only part of Seth that got saved? All the rest of them were destroyed in the flood. Okay? So the problem with the Sethite view, it doesn't explain the offspring, the terms of Son of God, the line of Seth being the good guys. And what you do need to know is the Sethite view, or the sons of God were human, was not taught before Jesus Christ. Okay? History shows that the Sethite view wasn't taught until the 500s or the 4th century. All right? The angel view was the view that was taught before Christ and for some time after that. Here's the places it was found that the sons of God, angels, were marrying the daughters of men. Okay? Or cohabiting with them. The rabbinical view, Book of Enoch, testimony of the 12 patriarchs. No, I do not believe the Book of Enoch is scriptural, but some refer to it as historical, but it's not the only thing. Josephus Flavius, a Jewish historian, he recorded this, whereby they made God to be their enemy, for many angels of God accompanied with women and begat sons that proved unjust and despisers of all that was good, an account of confidence that they had in their own strength, for the tradition is that these men did what resembled the acts of those whom the Grecians called giants. And that is in Josephus's history. Okay, most hold of Josephus pretty good. Okay, he was a pretty accurate historian. So, seven evidences for the angel view. Okay? The early church fathers taught that they were angels cohabiting with women. Tertullian, Lactantius, Athenagoras, Justin Martyr, all of these, that's history. Primary objection, well, the Bible says angels can't marry. Couldn't be angels. And they'll say, you know, in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Okay? So the angels in heaven don't marry. Then angels in your Bible are always masculine, okay? So who are they going to marry? Ain't no queers in heaven, right? There's no such thing as a female angel. That's how come, no, I don't believe we become angels when we die and go to heaven. I believe ladies stay ladies and men stay men. I think the Bible teaches that. We don't become angels. That's goofy Catholic junk, okay? God started with two humans, but he had an innumerable host of angels, and they didn't need to marry in heaven. It was already innumerable, right? So it might also indicate that they weren't supposed to marry on earth either. Okay? The New Age movement teaches that Genesis 6:4 means that aliens came down and cohabited with human women, giving rise to a hybrid race of giants. Okay? That was taught in the 80s and the 70s. Okay? Once again, this is all demonic teaching, okay? Did God send a flood because of sin, or was there a greater problem? You know, if angels were corrupting the seed and the earth was corrupt, that makes sense why God would destroy the earth. I heard a sermon called, No, God Flooded the Earth Because Saved People Were Marrying Lost People. And I remember going, I don't think saved should marry lost people, but that's not the text I would use. Okay, you'll see here something in just a second. Satan's strategy, and I've showed you this, was to corrupt the messianic bloodline. He knew somebody was coming from the woman that was going to crush his head, so he had to corrupt the line. The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. Watch this. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and then there's a term that's only found in your Bible one time, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood of godly upon the unworld, 2 Peter 2:5, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. Okay, watch this closely. There can only be two possibilities for the angels that sinned. The angels that followed Satan in his rebellion, or Genesis 6. So where are the angels that followed Satan in his rebellion? They're on the earth. We know they're not in heaven, right? This had to be different sin than the original rebellion. Okay? The angels that sinned are connected to two things, Sodom and Gomorrah and the flood. I just told you, why would God destroy the whole earth and save eight people and said, I'm going to kill everybody because they were corrupt. The genes were messed up, right? Mankind was not as God had made it. Well, Sodom and Gomorrah is a wonderful story. Okay? But does the sin of homosexuality, as nasty as it is, bring the fire of God? Maybe the two common denominators was that there was hybrids involved, strange flesh, as God had not created it. Now that makes sense why God would destroy a whole city with fire from the sky and burn everything. Okay? So the evidence for the angel view is the evidences of Greek mythology. And you've got Nephilim are not confined to before the flood. And then you have in Greek mythology, they spoke of the Titans. And of course, Hollywood does all of this. What are Titans? They're part God and part human. Okay? Would Atlas and Hercules be what would be called in the Hebrew Nephilim or strange flesh? Remember, they always talk about, you know, all this junk. Okay? Ancient legends, there's the star people, gods, quote, that came to earth and cohabited with women and produced hybrids. Evidence for the angel view, demons may be the spiritual being that was produced by the marriages of Genesis 6, whose bodies were destroyed by the flood. So, Satan will have a seed also, needs to be considered. God speaks of the seed of the woman and her seed, all right, and Satan's seed, all right. So, the description is given in Daniel's vision. I've covered this before. Let me just go through it real quick here. Daniel chapter 2, verse 32. The image's head was of fine gold. All right. Verse 33. His legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part clay. So there you got. Laser doesn't work. Babylon and Media Persia and Greece and then Rome. And then you've got the empire of the Antichrist. Okay, watch this. Verse 43 says, "And whereby thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." Something's going to happen where hybrids, as we get close to Jesus coming, okay, that's back in Daniel chapter 2, okay? So they have to be something other than the seed of men if they're mingling with the seed of men, all right? So does this mean they won't marry each other? Okay. Jesus was asked a question by his disciples. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And if you remember Jesus' answer, take heed that no man deceive you. Do you know what this, one of the major thing that's going to happen between the first coming and the second coming is deception. Things are not going to be as they appear. Be very careful. Stick with your Bible. What's out there is deception. Just stick with the Bible. Stick with the Bible. Okay? But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're coming full circle. I don't talk about it a lot anymore, and I'm not trying to make anybody mad, but what scares me the most about the vaccine is it changes your DNA. Just like they were doing back in the days of Noah. They were corrupting themselves. And when they corrupted themselves, what was the product was violence. And they're saying they don't know. You know, ask anybody, is the vaccine safe? We don't know. Does it work? We don't know. That's what scares me the most. I think we're coming full circle. What was happening in the days of Noah is starting to happen now as we get close to Jesus coming. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So weird things were happening. Was anything different going on before the flood? Was anything different about the marriages? I believe so. And God tells us in Genesis 6. An X-Files TV program spoke of children produced by aliens cohabiting with humans. They called them Nephilim. This was on TV. Okay, this was what, 15 years ago? In Golan Heights, there's a 5,200-year-old monument believed by some to have been built by the biblical giants called the Nephilim. There's a picture of it. Okay, could the pyramids have been built by the giants? Sure, we don't know how these big stones were moved. You know, could it have been giants that moved them? Sure. So, a high increase of UFO activity started in Israel about 1993. Has there been a return of those that produced the Nephilim in Israel? Good grief. The amount of Hollywood programming is unreal, okay? It's everywhere. Hollywood produces propaganda, Much disinformation is given out through Hollywood, from the UFO garbage to pre-evolution propaganda. Satan is using Hollywood to condition minds to set the stage for his grand finale in his long war against God. From movies about witchcraft, half-human, half-machine creatures, alien invasions, etc., people are being conditioned to accept anything. And just a thought, did you know Superman's supposed to be from another planet, right? Krypton? He's an alien or a demon. Pushed from the 19-what? When did Superman come out? 1940s? Was it the 30s? Okay. But nobody catches on to that. Somebody from another planet with superhuman powers? He's not empowered by the devil? Well, no, that's Superman. Red, white, and blue. That's America. America. Right? America. It's amazing. We're seeing and experiencing a well-orchestrated brainwashing, okay? In an attempt to make us believe in a possible coming invasion from outer space. That's what is being advertised more and more. Well, you know, what happens if we're invaded? But the aliens are saying when they invade Earth, they will abduct fundamental Christians off the Earth. That's how they're going to explain the rapture. The people that would not submit and learn are the ones that had to go for the new enlightenment so that, you know, that's how they're going to explain the rapture. Okay? What happened? Implanting and harvesting of human fetuses appears to be a primary topic, and could this be leading up to a repetition of the strange events of Genesis 6? Just follow the dots. Satanic deception, fallen angels and demons, the sons of God, back to the demons, alien beings, and the UFO phenomenon. Seems pretty simple to me. God says in the last days, watch this, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Alien invasion. We're going to get invaded by aliens. And some are really hoping it happens. You know what I mean? They're like, really? Star Wars. You know, goofy junk. They live in fantasy land. There shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. When these things come to pass, though, Jesus told us in Luke 21:28, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Don't look at what's going on. Keep your eyes in your Bible. Keep close to the Lord. Let the heathen rage. They're gonna rant and rave. Okay? I want to take 4 minutes, and I want you to see a video. I'll explain it, and then we're all done. Okay? Ready? Here we go. It's a lot of information in about 4 minutes.
Historical time of awakening. There are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name. So it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows. We will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal Cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation, but these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walter Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified DeGlock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Myers' water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told, and the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure, as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For Infowars.com, this is Greg.
We're all done. I don't know that I would go that far, and I don't think everything Infowars is reporting is 100%. What I wanted to show you was the thrust of push for an alien invasion. It seems that UFO sightings, everything's ramping up. And the best thing I can do and tell you as a pastor, I think you need a biblical foundation. No, I don't believe in aliens at all, like ever. And I think you should stick to your Bible. And I hope you leave here tonight saying, you know what? I don't care what Tucker Carlson or any of them report on. They have to say all that. I'm a Christian. My purpose here is different. Amen. I hope this is a help to you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our church. Thank you for your... I know we covered a lot tonight, but I wish so badly.